Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. Study the model. Christ is the minister's model. How directly to the point, how well adapted to the purpose and circumstances are Christ's words. How clear and forcible are his illustrations. His style is characterized by simplicity and solemnity. Throughout the teachings of Christ, there is nothing to justify the minister in the relation of humorous anecdotes in the pulpit. The lessons of Christ should be carefully studied, and the subjects, manner, and form of discourses should be modeled after the divine pattern. Oratorical display, flashy rhetoric, and fine gestures do not constitute a fine discourse. Many are deceived by these things and call a man a good minister who does not deserve the name. If the simplicity of the gospel of Christ is lacking in a discourse, there is great need that the minister learn lessons of the divine teacher, that he may become truly wise. The minister must have his heart melted by the love of Christ, and his words must be full of divine power. He must lift up Jesus, making him the center of attraction, the source of all power. The truth as it is in Jesus will be efficacious in converting souls to God. The holy truth is always to be presented in its true simplicity. For in this time, when the end of all things is at hand, the way of the Lord is to be prepared. The third angel's message is to lighten the earth with its glory. The greatest teacher the world ever knew educated those who came to him in the simplest way. Sometimes he taught them, sitting among them on the mountainside. Sometimes walking with them by the sea or the way. He revealed to them the mysteries of the kingdom of God. He did not sermonize as men do today. In intensely earnest tones, he assured them of the truths of the life to come, of the way of salvation. The Jews did not expect the Messiah to come as a teacher, but as a temporal king, to sit upon the throne of David. And if they had spoken the unbelief of their hearts, they would have scoffed at the idea of his messiahship. And yet some believed on him, even among the chiefs and rulers. Nicodemus voiced the sentiments of many when he said, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him."